Weekend ice and snow came blasting through the area on Friday night and Saturday. So a lot of Friday night games. One of them that we'll talk about here a little bit that was not played, and that was Grundy R5 in North Harrison for the purposes of this discussion. Looks like the makeup date is going to be, looks like the 22nd of January. That's a Wednesday, as we're joined here by Coach Steve Wells. Are you correct on that, Coach? Wednesday, 22nd?
That's what I understand, yes.
As far as you didn't have a lot of games, obviously, last week, do you feel like that practice-wise, did the boys make some progress in the practice gymnasium?
Well, I thought we did real well. We're to the point now of the year where we're playing a lot more five-on-five, and we're just going back and touching up on fundamentals here and there, but we're primarily concerned with game preparation and game plan. I thought we made some gains. I thought we played hard. I thought we did a lot of good things. I was really looking forward to Friday night's game, but it just didn't happen. Old Mother Nature took care of that.
Yeah, you got that right. It'll give you a busy stretch here for about a week and a half, certainly. That's good, because you haven't played since you played polo, Coach. How concerned are you with Russ going into tonight's game?
I'm not too awful concerned, because we had some real good sessions of five-on-five, and that's where you knock a lot of rust off. And I really felt last year when we lost all those games to snow and ice and we got back in the gym, we just got out there, and as soon as we got through warming up and everything, we started playing. And I think it really showed up at the end of the year for us that we were a little bit better prepared than some of the other schools we played.
We talked about for the last month and a half about how you have a pretty good group and you're just trying to get them to mesh a little bit. And that's kind of the impression I got from watching your team at Holiday Hoops, Coach, where I'm looking at it going, Grundy has about 3-4 kids that pretty consistently get up and down the floor, and they can put the ball in the hoop, but it just kind of felt like sometimes the pieces are kind of working together and sometimes it's a work in progress, but you're getting closer to getting those pieces put together here in January.
Well, we're hoping that that's the case. Whenever you have to sub in somebody and change the dynamics of the team, everything changes, and I think that really didn't go as well as I had hoped for earlier in the year, but I'm hoping that roles are a little bit more defined now as we're heading toward the home stretch here in the last, there's only 6 weeks left to go in the regular season now, so we are in the home stretch, kind of.
Yeah,
there's a turn at least.
We talked about this last week, Coach, but you have a couple of weeks now to look back at it. How big was that win over Polo to go into the new year for your boys?
Well, I think it made a lot. I think it really helped out. I think it made a lot of what we did last week easier because they'd come off tasting a win. And they see that some of the things that we changed before the polo game, which we just, we just try to do on the fly because we didn't have much practice time over Christmas vacation. I think a lot of them enjoyed that, and I think a lot of them are looking forward to what we're going to be doing in the second half of the year.
You've had a lot of games, Coach, where it comes down to defense and can you keep people down. You've been pretty consistent in scoring anyway, or looks like from that 40 to 55-point area. The one exception to that was the Winston game, where it was just kind of one of those games where you only had 14 points and it was a tough night. What were the things that the boys did or didn't do against Winston that you kind of said, okay, if that's our low watermark of the season, here's where you have to get better from that performance?
Well, I really hate to go back and look at the Winston game. We were not very aggressive from the very get-go. One of our leading scorer at the time, and he's still our leading scorer, Cooper Lewis, did not play, and we just did not. We just weren't aggressive at all, and it really showed. I was really disappointed, and I think the kids, now that they look back on it, are disappointed too. And I think that's what may point toward a brighter second half than we had for the first half.
Well, and sometimes too, and it sounds like you're kind of leaning toward this way, you can take games like that and you can learn from them. Sometimes the best thing to do is it's loss, you flush it and go on to the next one. It sounds like you're more toward the second option.
Well, I could tell you a game we played another team that was not quite as good as us, and we got beat by 50. And the next few days after that, I had everybody's attention in practice, and we didn't lose a game from there on until we lost after we'd won the district and went to the state tournament play. So sometimes those things can help you out. You just hope they do. So you're just looking to point toward the future. And I think the way that we're going to be doing things here in the second half of the year, is going to be beneficial. We just got to find a way to score more than 49 points a game. You ain't going to win many games scoring 49 points. I'm sorry. I don't care how good a defense you play in the way today's game is played. You're just not going to win a lot of games that way.
Yeah.
You got to find some ways to put points on the board, and that's what last week was all about.
So you go up to Newtown tonight, Coach, and you got Mormon Trail. I know Mercer saw Mormon Trail early in the season, but they're probably the only area team that has. They're up in Humiston. You play them in Newtown. Do you know much about them, Coach?
Well, we know that they're going to be a pretty young basketball team. We think we can take advantage of some of the things that they're going to do. From the word that I've got and seen them play a little bit on film, is that they're going to play quite a bit of man-for-man defense. But I think there's lots of things that we can take advantage of. And I feel that if we play well tonight, we got us a great chance to get us a win tonight.
And Northwestern coming up on Friday. They seem to have, last year they had a really strong team, but I get the sense that they lost some of those kids to graduation. Am I pretty much right on that?
Yeah, the last 3 years they've been really good. I mean, really, really good. And they're starting to lose some kids, and they're starting to go through a little bit of a rebuilding cycle. But they've still got a lot of good kids. I mean, it's going to be a really tough ball game for us up at their place, because they like to get after you and pressure you, and so we're going to have our work cut out for us on Friday night, but. That's one of those games that if you play really well, you really give yourself a great chance.
Absolutely, that game will be down in Mendon on Friday, and with the move of North Harrison now to the 22nd next week, and this will be the discussion next Monday with Coach Wells. It's busy, and it's an important busy stretch for Grundy. The 21st hosting Tyne Avalon, 22nd at North Harrison, 24th big game at Mercer. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck tonight up at Newtown.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Y'all have a nice day.